You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.
This is New Hampshire Now on 914-15 and NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Reinerpish. Joining us for the program this hour of the show, brought to you by New England College as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health. It's a busy time in sports as the Bruins and Celtics both playing in the playoffs. The Red Sox trying to right their season. Appreciate you joining us for the show. This segment of it brought to you by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. I encourage you to check out Suncook Dental at suncookdental.com. The Maple Leafs scored two goals in just over 2 minutes to beat the Bruins 2-1 in Boston in Game 5. Toronto has now taken a 3-2 series lead with game number 6 Sunday at 3 p.m. Austin Matthews breaking a scoreless tie midway through the third period of play. And Kasperi Kapanen added a second for the Leafs 2 minutes and 2 seconds later. Frederik Andersen was huge for the Leafs, making 28 saves in the win. David Krejci scored with 44 seconds left for the Bruins, but they were unable to tie the game despite a couple chances late. Tuukka Rask stopped 25 of 27 shots he faced. Primary assist on the first goal of the game, which again came with 8:27 to go in the third period of play, was from former Manchester Monarch Jake Muzzin, who we'll hear from in a second. You know, looking at this game from the Bruins' perspective, I didn't think they generated enough quality scoring opportunities to have success in this game. That was a big key. The Bruins did not have the sense of urgency, they did not take the body, and did not play like a desperate hockey team in Game 5. As a result of that, if they lose Game 6, they're going to look back at Game 5 and say, this is a game that we should have won. But the opportunity still exists to bring this series back to Boston for Game 7 on Tuesday. But they have to win in Toronto. Here is Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy.
We obviously like to see them generate more, but there's not a lot of room out there. We've said it. Toronto, I think, has done a better job defensively on us. We have to fight our way through it.
Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask says both teams defended well.
I think today both teams defended pretty well. It was just kind of one of those chippy games that until the end there was not too many rushes and whatnot. Just kind of a grinding game for both teams.
Bruins center Patrice Bergeron says they now have to rely on each other.
Yeah, we got to rely on each other and put ourselves in the bubble and do the job. You know, that's the bottom line, and everything's on the line now.
I talked with Bruins center David Krejci.
David, what were your takeaways from Game 5?
We just got to be better. You know, we're going to have a back against the wall, so we have to learn from this game and be better and obviously play desperate hockey and get a W no matter what it takes.
Do you feel the sense of urgency was missing to some extent throughout the course of the night?
I think we have to be better next game.
Krejci nearly scored the first goal of the game, but he rang it off the inside of the post. Puck then careened towards the netminder Andersen, who fell on it. There was a review, but it was clear that Krejci did not score.
Could have been a different game, you know. I had a great chance in the second period. We could have been up 1-0. So if that would be the outcome, then we've been talking here how good defensively we played, but that's not the case.
It seems like your teammates might have thought that was in, but you were pretty convinced it wasn't. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I saw it right away. So I hit a bar and kind of came out. So
here's Bruins forward David Pastrnak.
Yeah, well, obviously a tough loss, you know. Overall, the game, you know, we had chance to get the first goal. You know, when it's that long tie game, you know, then sometimes the one goal it's that what you need, you know, and we didn't get it first.
Did your shin bother you a bit after that hit in the first period?
Sorry?
Did you get hurt there after
no,
that hit in the first
no.
period?
No.
Okay, looked like you were late.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Do the power play opportunities, is that what kind of bothers you the most? Weren't you able to capitalize there?
Yeah, definitely, you know, and I said we really wanted to score the first, and we had chances, didn't go our way, you know, nothing we can do now about it, just going to regroup and you know, big game, next game, so, you know, want to bring it back home.
Do you feel the group had the appropriate sense of urgency for a Game 5?
Yeah, obviously, but that's what this playoff, it's pretty, it doesn't matter if it's Game 1 or Game 5, you know, you're going to or Game 6, you want to win every single one, you know, and at this point, you know, we're going to win and bring our best game.
Do you feel they've done a good job neutralizing you, Berge, and Marchand? What do you think they've done against you to have success?
I don't know, to be honest. You know, they play a bit man-on-man on us, but, You know, it's nothing that we haven't faced the whole season. You know, teams was playing like this against us, and you know, we're gonna find better way to get. We're getting the opportunities. We just gonna find a better way, I guess, to score and or get the rebound. You know, and stay on the puck.
How do you feel about this team going up to Toronto, winning Game 6 and forcing Game 7?
Yeah, well, we won there already, so we know what we need to do. And you know, tonight wasn't our best game, and we know we got better. So, you know, we're pretty confident that we can bring it back home, and we will.
It's a really good story about Jake Muzzin, who spent parts of four seasons with the Manchester Monarchs back when they were in the American Hockey League and the primary affiliate of the Los Angeles Kings. As he went from the Kings to the Maple Leafs this season in a mid-season trade and saw the birth of his daughter, first child to be born on Thursday night, then flew to Boston and was there for Game 5. Here's Jake Muzzin, an individual who I got to know well when I was a broadcaster back with the Monarchs.
Just talk about what the last 24 hours have been like for you as a person overall and contributing the way you did tonight and obviously having a life-changing experience prior to this.
Yeah, it's cool. Everything kind of happened so quick. I'm still waiting for something to settle in here. I'm happy about the win tonight, happy about the birth of my new girl, happiness for my wife and the health of both of them. Is important and we have that, so it's kind of been a whirlwind, but it's been great. I mean, we got the win tonight and everyone's healthy, so it's been a good 24 hours for me.
Can you talk about kind of your growth as a person over the last, you know, few years, winning obviously the cup with LA, mm-hmm. and kind of getting into this role as a veteran guy that young players look to on this team as a newcomer, but also in your life as well? How much is the Jake Muzzin of 2019 different than the Jake Muzzin of 2012, say?
Well, I mean, you learn stuff as you go along, and you gain experience and life experiences and stuff like that. So, it's the transition of hockey. I mean, you come in young, and you know, you learn from the older guys, and then you transition into that leadership role, and now you're looked upon as a leader and trying to teach the younger guys, you know, and how to go. So it's the way it is, and you know, I cherish every moment being in this league and being able to help young guys, and you know, it's an exciting time for us.
Was there a particular individual with the Kings organization or with the Monarchs that helped you the most in terms of finding your path as a hockey player and individual?
Hockey player, yeah. I mean, like, when I came in, guys like Matt Green, Robin Regier, Scuderi, and even Doughty was, you know, maybe not by age, but by experience on ice, he really settled me down and helped me out a lot. So guys like that helped me kind of, you know, learn the way of the NHL on and off the ice.
Do you feel that you have control of this series to some extent at this point, or is it just as good as tonight and then see what happens in Game 6?
Yeah, we celebrate tonight and forget about it tomorrow and try to get better. And it's, you know, the next win is the toughest one, so we got our work cut out for us on the next one.
It's Jake Muzzin. This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. Boston Celtics lead their series now 3-0 following Jaylen Brown's strong performance. He had 23 points. Celtics won 104-96 over the Pacers in Indiana. Kyrie Irving had a double-double of 19 points and 10 rebounds, leaving them one game away from the second round of the playoffs and a likely series against the Milwaukee Bucks. Celtics outscored the Pacers 41-28 in the first quarter. That was key, getting off to a good start on the road in a Game 3. Here is Jaylen Brown.
We didn't get as many road wins as we wanted last year, and that was like a big key thing last year for us. So it feels good to get our first win to start this playoffs off in 2019.
Kyrie Irving says over the first 3 games of the series, the team has handled pressure well.
This is a great stepping stone for us to continue to go after the big picture, and that's, you know, just keep getting closer and closer to 16 wins. That's all it takes.
Celtics center Al Horford says they will have to have another good defensive performance in Game 4.
Well, we just need to continue to defend the way that we've been, playing at that high level. You know, they're a team that executes well. They're really good defensively, too. But for us, we need to continue to defend at this high level like we've been able to do.
Celtics and Pacers play Game 4. That's here on WKXL. Pregame coverage at 12:30, and we'll have the game time at 1 p.m. This is New Hampshire Now.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.